From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk unveiled a program yesterday that is aimed at keeping young people with mental illnesses and young first-time offenders out of prison. The Reformative Justice Unit, as it is called, touches on some issues that Hawk herself has faced. In announcing the new initiative, Hawk says jailing young offenders starts them down a path that leads to more crime.
Mass incarceration have not made us safer, and in fact, sending more people to prison has weakened our most at-risk communities by promoting poverty, racial disparity, dividing families, and creating long-term employment and housing issues for so many first-time nonviolent offenders.
The new unit would steer them to a year-long program that includes job and life skills, therapy and drug treatment, and community service. The program would also target people with mental illnesses. They'd get a plan to get them stabilized and connected to resources like healthcare, housing, and job training. In both cases, offenders would have to prove they've changed by holding down a job, staying off drugs, or otherwise maintaining new, healthier habits for up to a year before their cases are closed and their records expunged.
I know that these programs will be successful because I watched it every single day in my courtroom. And that's one of the reasons I ran for DA.
For a decade before she was elected district attorney last year, the Republican oversaw a special diversion court as a Dallas judge that found alternative sentences for the mentally ill. And Hawk's own experience with mental illness became public this summer when she was off the job for 2 months while being treated for depression at a psychiatric hospital.
When you asked me if it's something to do personally, probably subconsciously at some level it was. I mean, that's the best way I can answer that.
Judith Hunter is the medical director for MetroCare Services, which will provide a case manager and evaluator to assist the DA's pilot program. She says people with mental illnesses have run-ins with the law more often if they are not getting the right medical treatment. So she's glad to see a move to get them back on a better track.
Their judgment is severely impaired, and so they're likely to wander into places and into situations where they can easily get in trouble, sometimes serious trouble.
Ed Turner from the Texas Organizing Project says he welcomes alternatives to incarceration, but he thinks the district attorney should look at the school system if she wants to get to the roots of why so many people from disadvantaged communities end up in the criminal justice system.
A lot of people that are going into these programs, they don't have GEDs, they don't have the quality education, so the school system somehow failed them to a certain degree.
Turner says students of color are more often and more severely disciplined in schools, which leads to higher dropout rates and an increased likelihood of run-ins with the law. He adds that many kids from tough neighborhoods also suffer from undiagnosed and untreated stress disorders from witnessing violence. He thinks if the DA invests some of her budget in programs to help these kids, the system will have fewer adults to deal with down the line. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.